Hi, my name's Rebecca. I am a family law attorney here in Maryland. I came mostly for the show so I could hand out cards afterward after everybody's dirty laundry. So my life is about conflict. That is the world I live in. I actively try to avoid conflict within my personal life. I thought it was because of what I do for a living. I just didn't want to bring it home. My therapist, on the other hand, says it's all about my mom. So this is a story about my mother. I was home for the holidays. My family law lives in Arizona for the most part. Originally from Ohio, ended up in Arizona. I had to move three time zones away to get a little bit of space. My mom and I are too much alike. I'm sure this is the story of mothers and daughters everywhere. But I'm home for the holidays. My parents know that I'm in therapy. I started therapy because I've lost clients. I lost one to a murder-suicide. I've lost at least two to self-harm, possibly, overdose. So it's a hard job. So I go to therapy thinking this is what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about work. No, I talk about my mother. So I'm home, and my mom, actively knowing that I'm in therapy, says, "Do you talk about me in therapy?" "Yes. Yes, I talk about you." "What do you talk about?" "I thought I was a pretty good parent." "Yes, Mom, you're an excellent parent. You are a wonderful mother. You know, I just talk about this, that, and the other," and we move this conversation forward. But what I can't tell her is how hard it is to talk about her in therapy, because she's a wonderful person. My mother's a saint. My mother was in the Peace Corps. My mother taught blind children for a living. My mother is a saint. But she's not. She had a temper when we were growing up. I can't hear pots and pans or dishes being slammed around, because that was the passive-aggressive way of saying she's upset that somebody, you know, didn't put the dishes away exactly right, or somebody failed to put a CD back. That was an actual fight we had. I failed to return the Shania Twain CD into the CD player of her car. At the time, I thought I was pregnant. I thought I had bigger fish to fry. It was an awkward fight. But what I didn't tell her is the story that is sort of the epitome of the issues I have with my mom. I was 23, I was with a former boyfriend at the time, and we bought a house. And, you know, even then, even 20 plus years ago, that was a big deal to own a house at 23. I was very proud. And she was coming for the first visit, and my mom is immaculate. Her house is immaculate, it's immaculate all the time. I cleaned this house within an inch of my life, like toothbrush and the Victorian bungalow flooring, like spotless. But we're poor theater kids, so things are a little threadbare here and there. So it was clean. It just wasn't super stylish. And the first thing she wanted to do was rearrange my furniture, because it would be so much better this other way. And I was heartbroken, because I was so proud. I was so proud of this thing, and I was also so protective of my boyfriend at the time. And like, this is also his space. This is how we did it. Can't you just accept how we did it and love how we did it and not keep trying to improve on this thing that we did? And she still remembers that fight as, "Don't you remember that time you got so mad at me for trying to help you?" I'm not sure why she just became Minnesotan. She's from Ohio. My voices have been changed to protect the guilty. But... yeah, that, yes, Mom, in your memory, this is the fight that we picked because you were trying to help me. Because my mom can't say sorry. She's a saint, but she can't say sorry. And I'm home, and I have to work. I'm a lawyer. I have a job. And she thinks it's this little cute hobby. So of all the time I'm there, I'm working three of the days that I'm visiting. I'm like, "You cannot come into this room while I'm on this. There is an hour. I need this room. You cannot come in. I'm talking to a potential client. There's attorney-client privilege. Like, you cannot come in." Foolish me, I didn't lock the door. So of course she came in, because she needed to get my niece's hairbrush, because she didn't know she was going to have to do my niece's hair. I got mad. I put the client on mute, and I went out, and I said, "This can't happen. It's totally unacceptable. And I yelled at her, and I yelled at her in front of my 5-year-old niece, which was not appropriate. But I apologized. Did she ever apologize for coming in the door? No, she didn't. And of course I forgive my mom. She's a goddamn saint. Of course I forgive my mom. But I have to forgive myself for being able to say that this wonderful woman did cause trauma in my life. And it's not, you know, you can't compare people's trauma. In the scale of things, I have an amazing mother. But there are wounds there. And you have to forgive yourself enough to be able to acknowledge that you've got wounds, because otherwise they're never going to heal. And yes, Mom, of course I talk about you in therapy.
Thank you.